Hi, this is the David's Heart Podcast. My name's Amaris, obviously. Today is March 1st, 2022. Wow, this mic is peaking. Hold up. There we go. I'm here with, would you like to be called Kenneth or Kenny?
Kenneth? Yeah.
All right. Do you have any nicknames or anything? I mean, I'm down to call you Kenneth. That just seems very formal. Like, you're okay with that?
I have a lot of my friends call me Casey.
Casey. All right. If I call you Casey, am I like making a reference to a hood or something?
No,
Okay. Cool. You never know. Listen, I was calling a kid YT for a long time, and I'm like, I had no idea what that meant until I did. So, yeah. Also, Jay is in the room. Hi, Jay.
Hello.
okay. I already said your name and the date. Did I say everything? Yeah, okay. So, Kenneth. I like that name. What's your age, and where are you currently educationally? Are you in high school? Are you graduated high school?
My age is 22.
Sweet.
I turn 23 tomorrow.
Hey! Oh my gosh! Okay, sorry, I'm yelling.
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
That's gonna be loud on my headphones
later.
And I'm
currently attending San Diego Community City College.
Dope. Okay. Cool. Do you make music?
Yes.
You do? Okay, cool. Have you ever made music with us?
No.
Never? Okay, cool. I gotta stop saying cool. It's my catchphrase. How did you become interested in making music?
I used to just sit around with a group of my friends, mm-hmm. and we were just playing instrumentals. And I had a friend who was really good, and I kind of just liked the way that words would flow and they would make sense, and the sound of it, the art of it was cool, and I became interested, and I just started doing it like every day. I would throw on instrumentals and I started getting better and better, and I liked how I sounded, and I thought I could be good at it.
That's dope. How old were you when that
probably happened? Like 13 or 14.
Oh wow, man, almost 10 years ago, bro. You're getting old
for real.
Okay, don't ask me how old I am. We'll just keep that a secret. It's fine. That's dope. So I take it you're a rapper.
Yes.
Do you sing?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. Usually I hear a resounding no, I do not sing, but that's kind of cool. Dope. I respect that. Is there anything else that you want us to know on this podcast about who you are as an artist, just in general?
I guess I'm just, I come with a lot of talents besides just one form of rapping.
Okay.
I want to be on the radio, so I have a lot of different styles.
That's dope. Do you have any of this stuff saved here or not? Is it all
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have one.
All right, dope. I might listen to some of it after. That's cool. How long have you been with David's Heart? Not that long, huh?
No.
Like a month?
About probably like 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Holy moly. That's not long at all. It feels like a lot longer than that. That's crazy. and you never recorded with us anywhere else? Like not the halls, not a different building, nothing?
No.
Okay, cool. What kind of music do you listen to? And is it like the kind of music you make or are they different?
Like, I prefer listening to melodic.
Okay.
But I like a lot of local rappers as well, just because I feel like, that's where a lot of it starts.
Uh-huh.
I like to see people progress, especially coming out of San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the music I do listen to is different from the music I make, and it's just because I'm not at the level of wealth that the people that make music that I listen to are at, but I rap about like my struggle and what I want and where I'm at and who I am.
That's cool. So you mean like lyrically, it's not at the same type thing. All right, cool. What about sonically, like music wise? Do you think you make the same genre that you listen to?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. What's like Do you have three favorite artists?
Yes, J. Cole, Lil Baby, and I'd have to say, like,
Don't be whack.
Nah. It changes, so I'll just throw Pop Smoke in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it changes.
If you had said, like, Draco the Ruler, I would have been like, get out. I'm just kidding. I don't know why. I just don't like him for some reason. Let me see. So you do make the kind of music you listen to. What does melodic mean? You said that earlier.
Melodic is, like, melodies, you mean? As okay. of to where, like, Draco, he's probably, like, gang sliding and all that other stuff. As of to, like, Little Baby is more melodic. Like, yeah.
Like, there's more
music
involved.
More of a melody.
Mm-hmm. It's not just, like, a sub and, like, a...
Yeah.
A kick and a clap. The claps take me out. I love it. Okay, cool. So, you don't necessarily mean, like, melodic as in, like, lo-fi or like orchestra stuff. You mean just like a beat, like melody?
Yeah, like
you
the
pull
rhythm.
Up a beat on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. Dope. What kind of experience, if you could rate yourself from 1 to 10, 1 being, I don't know, nothing. I almost said a bad word. I don't know anything. To 10 being, I can produce and rap on Beyonce's album. How would you rate yourself?
I'd say I'm at about a 5.
Okay.
Reason being is because I feel that I have the ability to make the genre that I need or what I know people may like.
Mm-hmm.
Do I know how to produce it and do I know how to sell it and how to advertise it? No.
Okay.
And that's what I'm currently trying to learn.
Dope. Do you produce at all? Have you ever tried
no.
it? Never?
Never.
Do you want to learn?
I'd love to learn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, I'm going to be real. 5 is the most honest answer. Usually I get 8, 9s. I'm like...
Yeah.
5 is a honest and, like, realistic. I mean, I wouldn't rate myself much higher, and I've been doing this for a long time, so I feel you. Usually the lower people rate themselves, the better they are, because good artists... always think they're trash. I don't know what it is. They just do. Always.
Yeah.
What was that?
I'm in the negative.
What?
I'm in the negative.
You're in the negative? Well, dang. Picasso over here. Jesus. That's funny. What are your goals as an artist for the next 6 months here? Like, what you want to do?
My goals as an artist for the next 6 months is to create good content.
Okay.
And just kind of... know what I'm making and who I'm addressing and what my message is, and especially with what's going on right now in my life. So it's kind of like I want it to be something people look back on and be like, okay, that's where he was. That's the stage of life he was in that point of his life.
All right.
Kind of repetitive, but like,
no, that makes
I want it to be a piece of my future.
Okay. Do you have... like tangible things in your head that you're like, I know I want to do this, I know I want to get this done,
yes.
I want to do this. Okay. Do you feel like sharing any of those? You don't have to, but it's up to you.
Well, one of my biggest dreams is to build an industry in San Diego, like QC, like how they have it out in Atlanta, LA. Like they have industries that sign people.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego doesn't really have that, so
yeah.
I think if I were to be able to build a big brand industry in San Diego, it would make opportunity for local rappers or just artists who want to give it a shot.
Okay. So you want to build a music scene in San Diego, basically?
Yes.
That's a big deal. That's a big undertaking, too. Good luck.
Thank you.
What about for, like, the next six, like, right now? Like, what about for the next 6 months? Like, are there things you want to, are there certain projects you're like, I know I want to make a video for this, or I know I want to make a 5-song EP, or I don't know. Do you have any of those, or are you kind of still figuring
it
out?
Yeah, I would love to just shoot a music video to some of the things I have, because I just never done it.
Okay.
And I want to be able to...
that you've done
look good in my music video. Yeah. So just have everything I need for it, from the cars to the clothes to the chains. And
so
I
that
hope,
kind of music video, huh?
Okay. Well, not necessarily Chuzzy Crazy, but just the things that I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. That makes sense. How do you feel like we can help you, like, reach those goals? Like, how do you feel like being here can help you accomplish some of those things?
I feel that you guys could help me learn more about what producing a good song looks like and what tools to use to do that.
Okay. Cool. That's dope. What is it that, like, it sounds like the same question, but it's not. What is it that, like, excites you about being here? Like, what turns you on to this place, and why are you here? Like, why'd you stay for 3 weeks?
Because what excites me about this place is that it's genuine. I feel the people here really care about what I want, as of to where on the streets and at other people's studios, it's kind of just like, pay me, you can record your song, and
they don't really care about the details or how.
Yeah, you can produce it. As of to here, I'm learning to do things. It's like school. It's not something that's just like, hey, here, you could come record and that's that. No, I'm actually learning things that I didn't know before, and I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. That's one of the reasons I started to learn to produce, was because I was tired of people, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like when you get to a certain place, like, you know what you want in your music so much, and, like, sometimes the people you're paying aren't, like, dedicated enough to be there to work out all the details, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta learn. I feel it. Does anything motivate you outside of the studio? Like, I don't know, family, sports, like, do you do anything other than music, or...?
Yes, my biggest support is my family, and they motivate me do well so I can provide for them. I have a small family, 2 sisters and my mom and my niece. Aww. Just got a niece. But
How old?
1 year and 4 months.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Real new. Okay.
So what excites me, what motivates me outside of here is the naysayers. You mean I wanna prove people wrong. I don't have the prettiest background or the past history, but I got a big heart and I'm looking to change my ways, and slowly but surely I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, things, I'm just trying different things now, and it's exciting.
Dope. Did you grow up here in San Diego?
Yeah, National City.
Dope. Okay. That's cool. I always wonder what that would be like. I did not grow up here. I'm from Florida. I'm from Crazy Town. That's where I'm from.
That's a big change.
Mm-hmm. I think it's been 10 years. 10 years since I moved here, actually. So it's crazy. Time flies. Do you feel like you know a staff member the best here? And who would that be? You don't have to have an answer for this. It's just
not yet.
Not yet? Okay. Is there... If you needed something, do you know, like... Dad moment right here. Do you feel like you know Joe or Evan the most? Like,
I mean, those are the first people that I encountered with coming here. So those are the people that I feel I would go talk to if I needed something or needed help with something. Those are the people I'd talk to.
Gotcha. But you don't really feel like you know anybody. Like, you're not, you haven't been in here. Totally. I get that. And you don't have to answer this. This is just a question that I throw in there for fun. How do you feel about adults? Like, if you were to walk into a room full of 45 adults, you had no idea who they were. What's your first emotion or reaction? Are you like, this is whack, I'm leaving? Or are you like, hey, friends?
So that's, I like that question just because that's happened to me a lot. So I think if I were to see that, it'd kind of be like, okay, let's see what they have to offer me. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I've always been around adults, even as a younger kid. But that's wisdom to me. because they've lived longer than me, and I'm sure they got something to share that I could use in my life. So,
dope. Cool beans. It's a very mature answer. I like all your responses for sure. No cap. I am so white. It's okay. What plans do you have for your future, and how do you feel about them? When you think about your future, basically, you feel like nervous, you feel excited, you feel like, let's go, antsy.
When I think about my future, man, I don't think out too far. I try to stay in the today's and the tomorrow, just because, like, I'm not sure. I don't know exactly how to answer that, but I'm still looking for myself in a way. Mm-hmm. As of in what I want to do for a career, what makes me happy and all that. And I don't really know where I'm going at this point in my life, but I'm looking.
I feel that. I mean, it doesn't get any easier as an adult. I still don't really know what I want to, you know? Like, I know what I'm doing, and I know the skills that I've gained at this point, but there's never a moment where you're just like, I know what I want to do with the rest of my life, usually.
Yeah.
Some people have that. Few people.
That utopia or...
Yes, that eureka moment, God, yeah. I'm supposed to be a doctor or something crazy. Yeah, I think that's very smart, taking it a day at a time. For real, that's all you can do. Because I don't know if I'm going to live tomorrow, so let's make sure today is dope. Okay, I think that is it. Is that it? Yep. All right, well, this has been the David's Heart Podcast. My name is Amaris. Amaris Gillen. This is Kenneth. What's your last name?
Winfield.
All right. This has been Kenneth Winfield. Jay is also in the room. Hi, Jay. Once again. today is March 1st, 2022. Have a good rest of your day wherever you are listening to this.